Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray and Brad Williams for the About Last Night podcast. Hey, Brad, I got a question for you. Do you shave?
Well, of course I do, Adam. I'm a man.
Me too. I'm a Russian Jew, and I've been shaving since I was 12. And recently, I've been trying to find the best quality and most amazing and affordable shave. Well, I found it. DollarShaveClub.com is the answer. And to prove how amazing their shave really is, right now, they're going to give you, that's right, you, your first month free when you join the club. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Michael Caine.
Hey, listen, everyone. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to my front door for a third of the price. Wait.
I can't do it in the Michael Caine accent. For a third of the price of what the greedy razor corporations charge you.
Hey, it's Tony Danza, and look, I also have no reason to deal with the drugstore hassle and battle the locked-up razor fortress ever again. And neither will you when you join the Dollar Shave Club. All you gotta do, go to DollarShaveClub.com and pick a razor that works for you from their lineup of amazing blades. That's all there is to it. What about you, Jason Statham?
Well, I get a first-class shave whenever I use the Executive Blade. And when I use it, along with the Dr. Carver's Easy Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides for the smoothest shave ever.
Look, it's awesome, it's easy, and with Dollar Shave Club, you can look, smell, and shave like $1 million without paying for it.
And ladies, this is not just for guys. Dollar Shave Club is also for women. We know you shave too. You gotta shave your legs, your arms, maybe your mustache. Listen, we're not judging.
Not judging,
not
Grandma.
Judging. Not we're judging. We're glad you do it.
Shave it. We're glad you do it. Here's your chance to see why over 3 million members like me, Brad, Jason Statham, Michael Caine, Grandma with the mustache, all love Dollar Shave Club. It's so easy too, and they're so confident in the quality of all their products. Now you can get your first month of the club for free. For free. All you gotta do is pay shipping. And after that, it's just a few bucks a month. Just a couple of bucks. No long-term commitment. No hidden fees. There's really no reason not to do it. Can you think of a reason?
Nope.
That's right. There's no reason. That's why I said you can't think of one. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/lastnight to get your first month for free. That's DollarShaveClub.com/lastnight. And start living the smooth life, baby. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Just to get up next to you, girl. You're the one I want to want me.
He sings it way better. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday! Yeah, baby. I'm pumped. I'm pumped for today. You know, Mondays sometimes get you down, but came off a good weekend, man. Seahawks, Mariners. It's an exciting time for Seattle sports. There's a brand new episode of Mad TV on tomorrow night, CW 98 Central. I've got some pretty dope sketches in tomorrow's episode. One in particular sketch where I play a character called Douche Cop, which I think, if we do another season, is for sure going to be a nice recurring sketch. Also today, iTunes is featuring the About Last Night podcast on the front page because our guest is one of the biggest pop superstars on the planet. We met during Extra when I did a segment called What Women Want with Nick Viall, the new Bachelor, and today's guest, and we just developed a good dude rapport. As I've said before, fellas need the minimal things to really bond. Sports, comedy, don't like Nickelback, don't be a piece of shit, and maybe one day they'll do your podcast. Our guest today has sold 56 million singles worldwide. He's one of the biggest touring acts on the planet. Chicks want to have sex with him. Every chick wants to have sex with him. Dudes want to hang out with him. He's super fucking busy, but made time for Brad and I to do the podcast, and we couldn't be more pumped, because he doesn't do a lot of them, you know? I don't think if any, maybe. I tried to look, I couldn't find any, but he did ours today. I'm talking about the one and only Jason Derulo.
Every time she looks in my head, I make room for knees in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you, oh, oh, oh. And the drums they play low, and the trumpets they go, bim, 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 bim.
He sings it way better, but holy shit, we sat down with Jason Derulo at his recording studio in Los Angeles. Said we can only do 15 minutes. We ended up getting 40 minutes. And it was one of the coolest conversations Brad and I have had with a guest. Not only because the dude doesn't do podcasts, but because he's so freaking busy. And we really like got into a lot of good, like, deep cut stuff, like his upbringing in Florida, his musical theater days, his influences, collaborating with Stevie Wonder and like giving him direction while he's, you know, recording a song, and you know, struggling in New York, singing on the streets, living off ramen and you know, bananas. The dude really has an awesome story, and it's like you see guys that are this talented and, you know, have an album called Platinum Hits because they have so many, including his new single, Kiss the Sky, which you should check out. It's an incredible song. But the dude's put in a lot of work. Obviously, he's incredibly talented, but that's just half the pie, man. You got to put in the work, and he's definitely done that, which is why he's selling out all over the world. I'm a big fan of Jason Derulo. It was super dope to get to hang out and get to know him a little bit. If you want to see him live, go to his website, jasonderulo.com. He's got a bunch of shows coming up. Jason Derulo on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, Adam Ray 33 on Instagram. Brad is at Funny Brad on Twitter, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Of course, ALN Podcast on both Twitter and Instagram. Brad Williams is doing stand-up tonight in Oklahoma City at the Looney Bin Comedy Club. Go see Brad Williams, 7 p.m. show, Looney Bin, Oklahoma City. And then next weekend, Brad is at the Looney Bin in Wichita on September 28th at 7 p.m. And then September 30th through October 2nd, Brad is at the Improv in Kansas City. So go see Brad. All his ticket information and tour dates are at bradwilliamscomedy.com. I will be in town for the next few weeks doing a lot of local L.A. shows. All my tour dates at adamraytv.com. And then I'll start hitting the road in October, October 7th and 8th. I'm in La Jolla in San Diego at the Comedy Store with my buddy Avery Pearson again, doing some improvised singing at the end of my hour stand-up show. That'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, the end of October, 28th and 29th, headlining Flappers in Burbank for the first time. Great club, great city, pumped to be there. Of course, when you come to the live shows, bring your ALN merch, hats, shirts, mugs, posters, whatever you get it at estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com, and show your support that way. We'll sign your shit, give you free hugs, high fives, whatever you want. We appreciate you guys supporting the pod and listening every week. Means so much. The emails, the tweets we get. Of course, subscribe on iTunes. Click on that fifth star on iTunes. Type in About Last Night on the iTunes page. Click on that fifth star. Give us a comment on the iTunes page. Helps us climb the charts and continue to bring you great episodes like today with one of the biggest pop stars on the fucking planet. So let's get into it. Now that we got the tour dates out of the way, those are the Twitter handles. That's the merch info. Brand new Mad TV tomorrow, 9, 8 central on the CW. But now, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new special episode of the About Last Night podcast, featured on the front page of iTunes, baby, with the one and only Jason Derulo.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's About Last Night.
How long can you stay in the studio without like getting cabin fever?
I don't get cabin fever in the studio.
You don't?
Is this just like your home?
It actually is my home.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, yeah, here's the weird part is we walked up and we saw the house and we saw this place and I'm like, oh wow, that's a nice house. And then we went around to the side, we're like, oh shit, that's just the studio.
Oh yeah.
Well, first of all, we couldn't totally tell because there's a couple in this little nook, right?
Yeah.
And so I looked through the window and I saw a big poster that said Jason Derulo. I was like, I mean, I think that's his house, but that could be a super fan that lives across the street, coincidentally.
Nah, it's a whole compound, so once you come in the gate, it's all part of the...
It's incredible.
Thanks, man. How long you been here? Year and a half, man. So it's been a process because I had to gut everything out. Like, this place was, it was built in the 1920s, so it was like pink floors, blue walls, like pastels, like just crazy. But I had this vision, man, of this incredible facility.
Now, are you one of these guys that, because I know, like, Kanye talks about how he, like, he's in control of everything, like, in terms of how his house looks, and the fashion, like, everything. Is that how you are? Like, you, like, designed the house, and, like, you had the vision for the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like, I had visions in my head. Of course, I bring in an interior designer as well, to help out. But I had a definite vision. I mean, for this whole facility, like even upstairs, I wanted it all to be white. I always wanted my furniture and shit to be white. Cause have you ever seen the movie Belly with DMX?
Oh, back yeah. Then?
Yeah. So like when they had like the white pool table and the white and black paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
If you go upstairs, it's like a different kind of version of that shit.
Wow. I mean, now,
so it's like literally the dream crib.
Yeah. And, shout out to DMX, who just had his 15th kid.
No way, really?
Number 15.
Nah.
Yeah, 15. Named him Exodus.
What?
Yeah, that's your random rapper kid fact of the day. That's
word up.
I don't know if you know this. Dwarves know all rapper children.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually,
we just know all of them.
I actually didn't. I knew that.
It's brand new stereotypes. Have you had a dwarf before meeting Brad tonight?
No.
This is your first LP experience?
No, I'm just playing, of course.
Yeah. He's like, hello.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure in this house you have a dwarf room. You just have a room where people walk in. There's just dwarves just playing or making something.
I'm not going to go there with you right now.
It's all right. I went there. It's
nah, because I was going to make a joke, but I was like, nah, no, why are you doing it?
No, you can't. That's what we're doing. Yeah, it's a comedy podcast.
Yeah, it's like, oh, your Jordans were made by Nike? My Jordans were made by midgets, motherfucker. Like, you don't have that. Birdman doesn't have that. Birdman doesn't have a midget room. I've looked. He does not have a midget
room.
Wait,
now you say you've been here a year and a half. Is that in L.A. or just in this house?
Just in this house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've been in L.A. You grew up in Miramar, Florida, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you came out here.
I came out here about 7 years ago, like right before I got on. So I came out here to pursue songwriting.
Yeah.
Because I got signed as a songwriter first.
Yeah, and for Cash Money or...
Not signed to them, but I was doing a lot of songwriting for them. Yeah.
Like that's a dream of so many people. So how do they get a hold of your lyrics? How do they like you? How do you start writing for these guys?
Man, it was kind of a mess, man. I mean, when you're trying to get on, bro, it's just anything goes. You know what I'm saying? So what I did was just writing songs for myself, and producers don't necessarily want to work with an unknown artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to kind of like finagle my way in. So I was like, yo, how about we write a song for this person? And then slowly the door started opening. They're like, all right, cool. Let's write it. But in actuality, I was just going to take them damn songs and put it on my demo. But oddly enough, those songs started to get placed with different artists, man. So like I started to build a following from the songwriting perspective.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you know, one thing led to another.
Who are some of the people you reach out to try to collaborate with?
I mean, I've written for all kinds of people before I got on. Birdman, Lil Wayne, Pitt, Sean Kingston, Nyez.
I think Diddy too, right?
Mm-hmm, Diddy. Yeah. Cassie, Megan Trainor's new single, Me Too, I wrote that one.
No shit? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that something that you want to do throughout your career, even as a solo artist? Because I mean, like Prince, just kept writing songs for people. Like he never stopped putting out content. Is that something you envision yourself doing?
You know, I mean, songwriting is a blessing, man. And if you're able to do that, then I mean, the sky's the limit. Literally.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be old as dirt, still writing songs. I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving, man. So yeah, I think that's one of my greatest gifts. Honestly,
we heard the song you did. I think you said it was like your first song you ever wrote. I think you were telling it on Michael and Kelly.
Oh, you're like,
yeah, I watch that show. All right, I get up early, work out, and I watch Michael and Kelly. Quit judging me, Jay. But he was asking you like what your first song was, and it was called Crush, right?
Yeah, Crush on You. Yep,
dude. And then you sang it, and I was like, man, like, fuck this guy. Even in sixth grade, his love song was perfect.
Yeah, I'm like, that could be a hit today.
It was beautiful, dude.
Like, you put a dope beat behind that.
Oh no!
Like, I think I just took the melody of Hot Cross Buns in like seventh grade and was like, change it to like, I wanna finger you on the bus. And she was like, okay. But yours was like sweet and sentimental, so I guess.
Damn, that brought back memories, fingering on the bus. Wow, I remember those days.
Hey,
wow.
we can co-write that if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
But like, I think that one people, a lot of people could relate to. You know what I'm saying?
So many people could relate.
Are you kidding me?
Well, because I can't tell you where else are you gonna do it.
Movie theater or bus? I can't tell you how many comedian friends of mine, when we've had like conversations about this, where it was like first place that you got any sort of play, and somebody was, we were talking about it last night actually,
yeah.
And somebody was like, he's like, yeah, I did it, in a movie theater,
yeah.
And then he's like, but I was simultaneously like grabbing one boob, and I was like, so you weren't even looking at her? And I was like, dude, that's like the creepiest, to be like fingering a girl and not even making eye contact.
No,
like,
yeah, just just looking straight ahead.
Nah, I don't know if you can
watching
make
Toy
eye
Story
when you're on the bus.
Yeah.
He's sitting by the window. You gotta be inconspicuous. You're in the aisle.
Yeah.
You kind of gotta place the fingers there. I wish y'all could see me right now. Yeah. I'm acting it out. You kind of gotta place the fingers there and act like nothing's going on. And if you add a whistle, you're lit.
Yeah, people know. They're like, why is Jay whistling on the bus?
Yeah,
he never whistles. He only whistles in the private his own home.
Yeah.
Dude, if you hit a bump on that bus, you are that's dangerous.
Ooh. The pose you just hit, I would describe as guy in the bowling alley trying to dry his hand. Like that, like.
but his eyes on the prize. He's
yeah, exactly. Just focus straight forward on the lane.
Same family.
Yeah. Wait, so when you do write, I guess, any song, but more in specifically like a love song. Like, is there is it lyrics first or melody first or?
It happens different every single time.
Yeah,
I mean, I kind of just let it rip, man. Whatever's on my mind at that particular time,
like trumpets, for example,
kind of go trumpets. Like that beat was just something totally different. It was left field, and John Bellion, it was like his first placement. I actually went to like this dorm room like facility, and literally he was like, yo, I don't think you want to come to the studio. I was like, nah, it's all good. He was like, no, the studio's actually, it's actually my room. It's just my room. I was like, hey, I don't care, man. It's all good. So I literally went over there, and it was like a bed, and then there was like a mic, and it was like his like laptop computer. And I was,
no kid.
Yeah. That's not normal, right?
I mean,
it's guerrilla style. I guess.
Yeah, it's guerrilla style. But I mean, I'm so chill, bro. I mean, I don't care, man. I mean, I'm all about the music, man. So he had something that was left field and different. So yeah, we started with that track first, and then, you know, just kind of went off that, and whatever was on my mind at that particular time is what always comes out.
Yeah. What was on your mind when you for the new song that you just released from your
Kiss
new
the Sky?
Yeah, dude,
Greatest Hits album.
The video's incredible.
Yeah, oh, appreciate
that. Oh my
that,
god,
man.
One dance move when it was you and the two other guys at the front of the hotel, your arms were on each other, and then you like slid out from between them. I look at Brad, I was like, god damn it, man, like, just once I want to be able to pull that off. Like, we're gonna need to get one other guy and go to a club and memorize those moves.
Yeah,
just to, like, that was
yeah
sick, dude.
And you actually made the Hawaiian shirt look cool.
Yeah,
how
I'm
the
a big,
fuck did you do that?
Dude,
it's
I'm
like
a big
you
Hawaiian
and,
shirt guy, so like, I was fucking super pumped.
Yeah, you
that.
And like, Gabriel Iglesias, you guys are the only ones with Hawaiian shirts. Yeah, making them, like, just rocking them,
bro. I wanted to have a tropical vibe, so I wanted it to be authentic. I didn't want it to be about fashion or like being a star at all. Mm-hmm. It was just about playing this character.
Yeah, and it's a fun song.
I appreciate it, man.
It's happy. Like,
yeah,
you,
super.
Like,
yeah,
it's a good it's a good summer hit. Like, it's just it's
a feel good
really positive.
Yeah,
yeah. So, and that's what I wanted to do, man. Create something that was like super positive, that people could just you know, feel uplifted when they're listening to it. At the same time, they jamming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was really inspired by James Brown. You know,
he's one of your big influences.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So for that one, I just wanted to bring the funk at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And there's a guy that in terms of dance moves. My
oh
guy.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like I think your hits sort of overshadow the fact that you are an incredible dancer.
You're all right. You're all right.
I mean, yeah.
No, you're fucking, it's unbelievable.
I don't know. I could do a pretty good version of a Gangnam Style, but I mean,
70,000 hits on YouTube.
70,000?
This motherfucker, we're hanging out in Fullerton, where he's from. We're doing stand up that night. We go back to his place, and we're just hanging out. And this is like, This is one of the things, too, about being best friends with a little person. There's a lot of things you discover on a daily basis that you didn't know. I didn't know he could fucking dance, and all of a sudden the Gangnam Style song comes on, and he just starts busting out like this choreographed dance, and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like eight tequilas deep and a couple blunts, and I go, wait a minute. I go, do you have a routine memorized of this? And he goes, maybe. Shit. I go, restart the song. Give me my phone. And, dude, I'll send you the link tonight.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Shit. That's dope,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so just saying, like, Missy Elliott had that one girl in the video, like, in case you need, like, a white midget to just, like,
he
throw
may,
it
dude.
Up a little different.
You yeah. know what? I think I want to put you on my music. Can I put you on my music tonight?
Hell yeah.
All right, we lit.
Yeah,
dude. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
dude. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
Tonight. Yeah. I mean, that'll be my response for when those guys try to hand me their CDs on Hollywood and Highland.
What you going to tell them?
Yeah, I'm just like, dude, you know what? No good. I just recorded with Jason the other night, and
I'm all set, man.
I'm all set. I'm all set for my hip hop.
Wait, so you have like a musical theater background.
Yeah.
So is that where like the dancing and performing comes from?
I mean, it all plays a part in it, man. I mean, I was just an arts kid altogether, man. I studied all kinds of dance. I studied all kinds of acting, all kinds of music. It just kind of was one.
They all feed each other.
Yeah.
Because like you can, I heard you do an interview where you said you can tap dance too.
Yeah.
Dude, like, I don't think there's that many R&B singers that can tap dance. I think that, like, how...
Gregory Hines didn't really have the R&B on lockdown, did he?
How have you not done that in a video yet?
You know what? I want to figure out a cool way to implement it, man, because, I mean, tap is one of the dying arts, man,
yeah.
That I think is
and like, it's incredible.
Unbelievable, bro. So, yeah, I want to figure out, a fly way to like, bring it back.
Where would you find a home for tap, like, when you were doing it? Just... Like in the subways, like some of those guys do, or?
Nah.
Just straight denial.
Nah, man, I was fine on that.
But I did do the busking thing for a second.
You did?
When I lived in New York, I was broke as hell.
No shit.
When I was in school, man.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did the busking.
Were you going to school
thing.
In New York?
Yeah, I was.
Music school?
Yeah, college, yep.
Where at?
The American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Nice.
So I was in school for musical theater. But I used to like buy like 5 bananas a day because they were a quarter each. And I was
no kidding.
Like bananas all the time. Bananas and noodles.
Wow.
Is that how you look like Jason Derulo?
Sometimes you put bananas in the noodles.
Wow.
If you want a little change.
I mean,
of pace, you
know
if I'm you're saying? Really high. Yeah. Dude, that's incredible.
I mean, if Cup of Noodles ever releases a Jason Derulo flavor,
oh my God.
Banana
flavor?
It might be banana flavored.
Derudles?
Jason Derudles?
Jason Derudles?
I like it.
I want 20%.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good chew.
Wait, so you would. That's a good chew? Fuck off, man. So when you guys. So you would go like out on the street in New York and. No, not tap,
sing,
but
just sing. Yeah, sing with a couple of guys.
Like acapella?
Yeah, acapella, yeah.
So would you be one of those guys like people were just trying to ride the subway and you're like, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
We just want to do a quick performance for you. Like, did you do stuff like that?
I didn't speak. I just sang.
You just sang?
Yeah.
You just let the pipes do the talking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a rough time. At that same time in my life, I didn't have money for a gym. So I actually used to pass out flyers for Equinox. And they would give me a free membership if I just passed out 150 flyers. The problem was nobody would pick up the fucking flyers.
Yeah.
Have you ever picked up a flyer when somebody's handing you?
No, man.
Yeah, I pick them up every time. Now.
Just because you can relate. Yeah. You're like, oh, man, this guy's
you got to stand there until everybody takes the motherfuckers.
Right.
So, yeah, man. So, I got the membership, and now I actually do work with Equinox, man.
Do you really?
From a different perspective.
Oh, that's incredible.
Full circle. It's crazy, man.
How often do you think back to those times of just, I mean, like now you're, I mean, dude, I mean, seeing these like 4-time platinum things on the wall, it seems like you have them well-placed to where you're always walking by them to get, like I used to play Wolverine at Universal Studios Hollywood before I fucking started doing stand-up and like, you know, acting stuff started to get going, and I have like a picture of me in the Wolverine suit, like not too far from like one of my rooms so that I can every now and then be like, don't fucking go back there, man. Word like, don't up. Have to. Mm-hmm. So it feels like this stuff is kind of like.
Nah, it wasn't strategically placed like that. It's more like a studio formality.
Yeah.
Like, you're just supposed to put plaques up and shit.
Yeah.
I wish they weren't all mine. You know
really?
What I'm saying? I wish they were like more of other people.
I can give you my greatest hustle award from fifth grade. One of my Cub Scout patches. When I learned how to tie it up.
Yeah, so like as my artists and stuff get plaques and stuff, I'm gonna put, you know, their plaques. But like I'll put like some of the songs that I wrote,
yeah,
some of those, yeah, plaques up and stuff. So it's not just all me everywhere. But for now,
yeah,
they fill the walls.
How was doing the thing you used to do on the Late Late Show with James Corden? The
Toddlerography,
man.
Toddlerography.
Oh, y'all seen that?
Dude, that was one. Dude, Corden. Yeah, but that was perfect, dude. And you were like the perfect guy to do that, because it's like you have to have somebody next to Corden who actually is agile and can move,
right?
And make like some of the moves the kids would improvise like actually seem like legit exercises.
Oh,
like there was one,
man,
where a kid rolled over on his back and I think just like started scissoring the air. But like when you did it, I was like, yeah, man, that's a fucking Tai Bo move. I think
that would throw it down in the club, yeah, man.
Man, that it was hilarious, man. It was a lot of fun. The first kid that came up like didn't move, like the froze. I was like, oh. I don't think James thought this through. The first kid was just like
just standing around.
Just started crying. I was,
oh,
like,
no.
This was a bad idea. I mean, social workers, somebody's just gonna get it. This is not good. Turn your phones off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying this amazing interview with Jason Derulo.
He's so sexy.
Speaking of sexy, Brad and I are back doing exclusive episodes of the About Last Night podcast on TuneIn.
That's right. And these are episodes with just Adam and myself. No guests, just us hanging out, shooting the shit, updating you on our lives, and most importantly, being funny.
Yeah, the OG way, the way this podcast got started. We took a little break, but we are back doing exclusive episodes, just Brad and Adam. And you can get these episodes where, Brad?
You can get these exclusive episodes on the TuneIn app. That's Woo! Right. Just download the TuneIn app. TuneIn spelled T-U.
T-U what?
T-U-N-E-I-N. Download that TuneIn app. Type in About Last Night, and you can get these exclusive episodes. And remember, they're only on TuneIn. They are not available on iTunes, our website, or anywhere else. Just TuneIn.
That's why it's special. That's why it's exclusive. Speaking of exclusive, continue to enjoy this amazing episode with the one and only Jason Derulo.
He's so sexy.
So sexy.
Is that something you want to kind of get into? You want to, because like you got a really dynamic personality. Like, do you want to do more comedy type stuff? If like whether it be acting or whether it be like
I do, man. I do want to do more acting stuff and dive into that world. But it's just finding the right time and the right outlets. I'm actually in the process of writing an animation.
No shit,
really?
Yeah, which is like the funnest shit on the planet.
It's the best. Dude, I mean, that's one of the reasons I got into voiceover. It's like eventually voice a cartoon. And when it finally happened, it was like, dude, I don't even care about anything else. Like, it's the best, man.
Man, that's dope.
So you're creating the show?
Yeah. It's a musical. So it's a
Yeah,
it's a musical animation. And, you know, it's been a while since we had one of them. I mean, Frozen probably was the last one. But yeah, other than that, there's not very many musical animations. So I wanted to bring one to the table that had music that kind of fit with the times more.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
what I'm
so like, it's like a little updated, not so much of the classic Disney kind of stuff, but
right,
or even so like Family Guy is so like old Bandstand with like the music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because Seth MacFarlane likes that stuff. Yeah,
yeah. So like more stuff that you would hear on the radio.
That's
rather,
so wow.
Rather than, you know, the classic musicals.
What gave you that idea?
I just like doing shit that other people aren't doing.
Yeah, I mean, hell, the video we talked about, you released it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And you're the first person ever to do that, I think.
For sure. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of musicals in general. So I was like, why not do an animation, man? So, I just started it.
What's your favorite musical of all time?
Favorite musical of all time? I got to say it was Ragtime.
Yeah. Ragtime, a classic.
Y'all know that one?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Dude,
I quit football my sophomore year of high school to play Danny Zuko in Grease. That's what tapped into musicals.
I was in a ton of musicals when I was a kid.
Oh,
yeah, so I mean, not saying I could also. I was in 42nd Street, so I can also tap dance.
Word?
So if you want to flap heel, brush heel, toe heel, if you want to do that, we can throw down, Jason.
Oh,
just saying.
Man, I'm shocked right now. That's dope.
Don't let the fedora fool you.
Oh, we got. Oh, that's you know everything in that world as well. That fedora.
Yeah.
I'm shocked right now, man.
You don't even know. All right.
You don't even know.
I can't do a wings yet, but I'll get there.
Are you still practicing?
Hell yeah, still practicing, because every now and then someone will start like breakdancing in the club, and then like the circle will form around me, and then I'll go, okay, well, I can't just do what that guy did, but hell, I can shuffle off to Buffalo and blow his motherfucking mind.
So you bust out the tap moves?
Oh, I can do tap.
But do you realize that no one can hear your feet? In the club.
You know what?
Did you think that
I never
through?
Thought about
yeah,
that.
Brad. Yeah, Brad. Where's the logic on this one?
You know what? That's probably why you're living in the mansion and I'm still in an apartment in Hollywood. Is that you thought this through. But yeah, totally understandable.
Yeah, next time, you know what I'm saying? Just say, cut the music off.
Yeah. I got this.
And then when you say that, they're not going to hear that either.
No, yeah. They won't. Damn it.
You got another DJ.
He's so smart.
So I come up with the idea and shut my own idea down. Yeah. Did you catch that?
Yeah. That's a smart business.
I mean, now, when you're your dance background, so is like when you're on a show like So You Think You Can Dance, mm-hmm. and you're judging other people's dance moves, like, mm-hmm. is it hard to be critical of them because you know where they were and like how like this is their dream and how they're coming up? Like, is it hard to tell someone like that one just wasn't good,
you needed more shimmy? Like,
it's not hard because I mean it's not gonna help them if they're you know tapping and the music is super loud and they don't have taps on.
Listen,
boy, he's not gonna let that die, Brad.
Enough about me, man. Move on, Jason.
It's not gonna help him.
Yeah,
so, yeah. At the end of the day, like you want to be just super truthful, bro. And,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe they'll like figure out that dancing is not for them.
Yeah,
and they mm-hmm. can move on with their lives, or they can figure out the correct route to make them better, man. So yeah. It's lying that somebody's never gonna help them out.
Yeah. Do you have anybody like, I know Stevie Wonder is a big deal for you. Yeah,
mm-hmm, for sure.
Is he kind of like your like who's like maybe that inspired you most to just or that you loved as a kid that got
who's
you
on
so,
your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah,
MJ for sure, man.
Yeah.
He was the biggest inspiration. He's the whole reason I started singing and dancing in the first place.
No shit.
Yeah.
Was it any particular video?
It was actually a live performance that I was watching on television.
Oh, really?
I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I was like, Mom, I want to be just like him.
Oh, man.
My mom was like, yeah.
Sure, well, baby.
Let's get Derudals made first, and then
we'll get to that.
Was there a song, an MJ? I mean, yeah, like, I'm sure every kid tried to, like, moonwalk at some point.
Absolutely. Dude,
I tried to do the lean from Smooth Criminal, and I could never pull that off. Like, I just kept falling.
Now, if you pull that off in a club, that's when you really made it, bro.
Yeah, make way.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you do, I think it was at the Apollo, you did a cover of... was it Beat It or no? It was.
When I was performing at the Apollo.
It was a video at the Apollo from like 2006, I think.
Well, that's when I think you won Showtime at the Apollo, right?
Oh.
Maybe it was more recent, or 2010.
I don't know.
You probably done a bunch of MJ.
I did cover Beat It a lot.
Yeah.
When I was mm-hmm. a lot younger. Yeah, that was one. Definitely one of the faves for sure. Man.
Yeah. That's probably a little pressure when you're trying to emulate MJ, right? But then also people just want it so bad still mm-hmm. when they see somebody that's doing it like really, you know, accurately.
Yeah, I think it's important to like pay homage, man, to those who came before us and those who inspired us, you
yeah,
know, mm-hmm. especially.
Yeah, know? I mean, and you got Stevie on your album.
Yeah,
like how?
Yeah, how'd that go?
How does that even happen?
Yeah, I was
send him a Facebook message. You I up?
Was... Nah, I was actually at the White House and we got to talking. When we
wait, go back. Store. Why at the White House? You're at the White House. You can't just glance over.
Yeah, what's
that?
Wrong with Quiznos? You need a bigger backdrop. That's insane.
Why were you at the White House?
They were having a dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they just invited, you know, certain people in.
That's amazing.
And so we're just like got to chatting, and I was like, yo, why don't I just ask him if he wanted to, you know, be a part of the album? I was mm-hmm. like, Stevie, I got this song, man. Would you want to play the harmonica on it? There's already harmonica on it, but I would love it if you could just like replay it.
Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, man, of course, your family.
What?
And then, yeah, man, we went to the studio and he actually sang on the song too. It's called Broke. It actually features Stevie and Keith Urban on the ukulele.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That Keith Urban on the ukulele with Stevie Wonder. That's like a weird NyQuil dream. It's pretty damn cool.
Do you have to pull back when you're with Stevie in the studio as far as like taking the reins on things? Or do you're in your element when you're there, so you don't feel trepidatious to speak up and be like, yo, Stevie, try this?
Yeah. You don't. I didn't want to be like too, you know what I'm saying?
Overstep
like
your boundary.
Yeah. Too demanding. But there was one point where, you know, like it needed to. The note needed to do something different.
Yeah.
Then I was like, well, how do I ask? Play it different. I was like, Stevie, you think you could try it like this? He was like, yeah, man, of course.
Oh, man.
And that's what this whole thing, man, like the most, the biggest people, the legends, like the people that you would expect to have an ego, man, are so far from that. And that's why they've accomplish the things that they've accomplished, because you can't have a big head and still want to strive for more. When you have a big head, you think you've made it, you think you have everything, so there's nothing else to strive for.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're constantly hungry and you're constantly trying to like one up yourself, that's when you do something legendary.
Yeah. And you said the song he was on was called Broke.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a song like kind of sort of a more money, more problems kind of theme to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there? I think the song you were kind of singing about, there are certain times where you wish you were back in those times when you didn't have money. Like what times are those? What times do you wish you were sort of back there?
Say, why do you? Why the hell would you wish you were broke?
Yeah.
Just to get some inspiration? Like, what do you...
That was a nice way of saying, oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I mean,
I think we started to say it, like, we interviewed Dan Cook at one point, and he was talking about missing the times when he was, like, coming up still, and, like, trying to... Once he, like, got to a place where he kind of, like, had, you know, quote-unquote made it, and then, like, you know, started to get some haters and whatnot, he was like, I kind of missed the time when I was the new guy and trying to, like... When I would get on stage and try to, like... I still had to prove myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
For me, it's less of that and more of like issues with money and like family feuds and you know, things like that, life, man.
Yeah.
You know, like when things change for you, like people automatically say you've changed when it's everybody else around that changes actually.
Right.
You know, I'm like, still the same OG.
Yeah.
Miramar.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, it's crazy, man. Like everything around you really kind of changes and people treat you different.
What was the first thing that happened that made you go, "Oh, things are kind of taking a turn for the better"? I mean, career-wise, just life-wise.
What? You know, is it one girls song or? Started throwing themselves at me. It's a hard life.
I mean,
like, your diary.
Well, that
today I don't know if it was, sign 9 titties instead of 5. It's getting crazy.
I don't know if that was the voice. I don't know if that was the 16 pack that you got on your damn chest.
16.
Not
pack.
That I counted. All right, maybe I did. But now, did you have like a first big purchase when you started getting a little money?
Well, I got signed as a songwriter first, which was cool. So I bought a car. It was the SC430 Lexus, but it was cool for what it was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've always been into more houses, like into more real estate kind of things.
Yeah, I can tell by the property that we're in right now, where it might take me a day and a half and a Sherpa to get from one side to the other. So I would need like a guide or something.
You could ride my dog.
Just curious. What
kind of dog?
What kind of dog are we talking about?
Pitbull.
Pitbull? Oh,
blue nose. Blue nose. He's
dude,
cool.
Like a dwarf army on pitbulls.
That's coming. Yeah.
I mean, that
could be ISIS's kryptonite. We don't even know.
Yeah, that's how we're taking over. That's how
I got a saddle, happen. Oddly enough, for him too. So.
Oh, shit.
You have this a saddle for perfect. Your pitbull?
No, I'm just...
Okay. I don't know.
I was like, Brad, we might have to get you new headshots tonight.
Maybe that's...
maybe that's what R&B singers and rappers do. I don't know. Yeah.
They buy saddles just in case a dwarf comes
yo,
over.
Yo, man, like, I miss that MTV Cribs episode where they're like, yeah. Yo, man, this is my platinum saddle I got from my pit bull. It's got diamonds in it.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Got, it's and it's got my initials and my mom, so I stay humble. I'm like, it's a diamond studded pit bull saddle. I don't know about staying humble, man.
You did say, though, like, people, girls come out. I mean, were there people that came out of the woodwork from, like, I don't know, elementary school or high school? I mean, everybody in this business experiences that on some level when you get, you know, in the public eye.
Yeah.
Or I anybody mean, even that you, well, go ahead.
Everybody kind of thinks like they, it's, they're the reason why, you made it.
Yeah.
So my response is always like, oh, cool. How about you make another one?
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. If you're the reason.
You're the reason.
You all just right. start it's, churning it's, out it's a factory
a whole bunch of
singers.
Of Jason Derulo's.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that they do want to take my, I had a PE teacher in the eighth grade. And when I first did stand up on TV, he called me up and was like, you know, if I didn't teach you how to shoot free throws in the eighth grade, I don't even. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about? He's like, you know, I put you on that path of like working hard and dedicating yourself, spin the ball backwards. I was like, all I remember about you, Mr. Tang, is that your breath smelled like diarrhea and that you always spoke 2 inches from our face.
Oh,
but he was like, nah, he's like, it's good to see you. Like, I'm glad I could be there. And I'm like, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I guess it was cool to have you, but like,
because I was a complete delinquent and then I shot 1 free throw and it's like, maybe I should change. Yeah. That's nuts. Yeah.
What about anybody who's that you've looked up to, like I guess Stevie or meeting the president, like that you were like, oh, that's incredible. These people now love my work.
I mean, I think it's always amazing, man, to meet people who are like mutual fans, like when you're a fan of a fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get that all the time, man. I mean, like Elton John and Stevie and the Obamas. I mean, all of those people, man, J-Lo, I mean, you go down the list. It's always pretty incredible to experience that, man. When somebody tells you they're a fan of yours, you know what I'm saying? It's always crazy.
We'll
wrap this up. Yeah. Like 3-4 more minutes. Is that cool?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And especially cause you're in like a studio, you're kind of isolated. You're not really, and then all of a sudden
I'm not here all the time.
Yeah, he has
they fun. Don't lock me in this motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
dude, okay. I met you on Extra. Had you done that? Was dope, by the way. Did you have a good time?
Oh man, it was loose. I loved it.
That was, I mean, did you know, kind of, they only told me like moments before, they were like, it's like a What Women Want segment. We're like, we're gonna ask you, Jason Derulo, and what's homeboy's name from The Bachelor?
Oh
yeah, exactly. But he was wow. He had the swagger of a guy who's been inside a lot of people he didn't know the names of. Because he sat down on that stool just being like, oh, dude, he was, and which was so like open door for me to like dog on.
Oh, my God, you went super ham on,
bro. Well, I mean, it's kind of easy to do with the reality show people.
I tried to give him benefit of the doubt, though, because I was like, this guy, like, but then when he started trying to make jokes, I'm like, now you're in my arena, dude, and you're like backing up what you're saying, like it's legit. And then you start laughing, so then I had an audience. I was like, well, now I'm performing for Jason Derulo, and I'm just going to rip this guy from The Bachelor.
Oh, my God, this shit was hilarious, man. I had the best time, man. I was crying. I was literally crying, laughing.
Oh, I love that.
Area. Yeah, right?
No, I think next week.
Yeah, I gotta watch that shit.
Do you get asked to do like things like that where they were like, you know, because the questions were all about like, you know, what's like from a male perspective, like what's too crazy for a girl, or what's, you know, and then we have to give the male.
Nah, I don't, you know what, like interviews like that don't happen very often where it's, you know, like more crazy, more free.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, more like corporate or family settings, you know, you can't really talk about certain shit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they kind of come in, they just kind of have the script of the
so I mean, you get to know a person more in settings like this, you know, mm-hmm. somebody like where you could just say whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I think I honestly feel like I even talk different.
Well, you're a little more relaxed.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're home.
I'm literally got my feet up.
You're
arm behind my head.
Yeah.
All I'm missing is
Well, it's a nice bowl of Derudos. I know where you're going.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's
keeping it clean.
That's bananas and noodles.
Done.
Coming soon.
And then I did want to touch on one thing that I cause
oh
you,
wait. You can't touch Ice G. You can ride him, but you can't my dog.
Oh.
One thing. Wait, before we go, just one thing I want to touch on.
It was a joke, bro. You can actually ride a pit bull. That was an empty
gesture. See, you say joke. I say This is a new transportation option. Hey, so how are you getting to the party? Are you going to take an Uber? No, I'm going to take a pit bull. What? Is that a new ride sharing? No, it's an actual pit bull. Jason Derulo's pit bull, actually.
What were you going to say?
Oh, no, but like, you actually broke your back at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My C2 vertebrae, yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was preparing for my world tour, and I slipped during a back tuck and landed on my head.
No shit.
Yeah, crazy.
Is there, like, when that happens, when a doctor tells you, oh, yeah, you broke your back, is there a part of you that goes, like, I dance. This is part of my thing. So was there any part of you that was like, this
but can I tap again?
Up?
Like, yeah. It was my neck, actually, so it was worse. Shit. So, like, it was crazy because it was, like, a near-death experience. So, like, being able to dance is one thing, but like being able to just walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You forget, you take that stuff for granted for sure, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, like, I literally couldn't take a shower myself. I couldn't put on my own clothes. Fuck. Like, you know, I needed someone there at all times.
So did you, like, put out a Craigslist ad for women? Like, hey, I need someone to help me shower.
I did. You'd be surprised how expensive it is to get someone to suck your dick and put your shirt on.
Like, all the best courts are like, oh, so you want me to do some nasty shit? I just want you to clean me.
You should reach the top shelf for me.
I'll wipe my own pebbles. Ass. I just need you to suck my dick and put my shirt on. What? $1,000?
That's a hell of a combo.
Yeah, to put your shirt on? Yeah, that's going to be extra, bro. LA for you.
Yeah, no,
everything's pricey. Thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
This was incredible. JasonDerulo.com, right? Mm-hmm. That's everything. And you are about to go on tour, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of spot dates right now. Probably touring in the new year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So everyone look out for that in the Greatest Hits album.
Yep. It's called Platinum Hits. Mm-hmm. Got 11 of the platinums. One brand new song called Kiss the Sky. And I have when is this coming out?
Monday.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm not going to say that then.
Or we can hold it for a minute if you want to, if there's, you know.
Nah, I was just going to, like, talk about, like, another new song that's about to drop in September, but it's all right.
All right. We'll come back and we'll promote it.
Okay. Yeah.
By that time, the music video for the Dwarf Derulo tap dance music video will be at least outlined by then.
All right, well,
storyboard it.
All right, well, Adam's going to drive home. I'm going to take a pit bull. And, dude.
Jason, hey, thanks for doing this, man.
Thank you.
This
is amazing. Man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.